In other news today, thousands of Qantas passengers are facing delays because of a strike by ground staff. They're going to walk off the job for an hour from 8 o'clock this morning. Up to 40 flights are likely to be delayed or cancelled. And in a separate action, engineers in Melbourne are going to strike for an hour from 6 o'clock tonight. Germany's parliament has given a new beefed-up bailout package the tick of approval. A large majority of MPs voted in favour of the package, which will increase Germany's contribution to the bailout fund by almost $300 billion. Markets in Europe and New York reacted positively to that vote. China's space program has taken a great leap forward. It's just launched the first stage of a planned space station. A rocket carrying the experimental module has lifted off from the Gobi Desert, and China is aiming to have the space station fully operational by 2020. The federal government's promise to return to surplus next year has become even harder. Treasurer Wayne Swan is going to release updated budget figures this morning, and they're expected to show that forecast revenues are now down $2 billion for the last financial year. The government has forecast the global financial crisis will cost it $130 billion in revenue in the 5 years from 2008. And Libya's rebels say they've captured Muammar Gaddafi spokesman Musa Ibrahim near the city of Sirte. The rebels have also taken control of the city's airport after weeks of fighting.